Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to our Community Connection. And today we have Dr. Tammy Strobel, Superintendent of Tri-County Tech. How you doing?
Doing fantastic. How you doing?
Well, great. First of all, welcome. We've been talking a lot about you. Everybody has. But finally, we get to meet you in studio. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, absolutely. Well, I've been superintendent at Tri-County for about 2 months now, and it is going fantastic. I've been at Tri-County and in Bartlesville for over 20 years. I'm actually starting my 21st year, mm-hmm. but it's my 33rd year in career tech. So if you're doing the math, I did start teaching. I was a phenom at 10 years old. So that's
I was gonna say.
Absolutely. So I have a bachelor's degree from Oklahoma State. Go Pokes.
Yep.
My master's is from University of Central Oklahoma. And then my doctorate is from OU. So I really need an interesting license tag or change jerseys a lot on game day. You can go, change all of those colors. Mm. So I'm involved in the chamber board here. I'm also one of the judges for the Examiner Enterprise, Student of the Month and Student of the Year. That is an amazing experience. If you ever think you're having a bad day, just talk to one of those superstar students, and it's just such a blessing to get to do that. We have some outstanding young people in our community, and my husband Brad and I love to travel. We're empty nesters. We have a grown daughter who's a nurse, and a little dog named Grace. So that's my life when I'm not at Tri-County.
You're a busy woman.
Oh, love it. Absolutely. We're so blessed. Mm-hmm. So blessed. Absolutely love it.
You know, Tri-County Tech has earned so many awards over the years, and everybody I talk to who works out there says, yeah, why work anywhere else? This is it. You know, some people have a job. I have a career. This is nice. And they treat us very well. That really speaks volumes top to bottom of the whole organization out there.
I like to think that, and you know, some people on Mondays or whatever day, they're like, oh, I've got to go to work. Mm-hmm. I like to think of it as we get to go to work. We get to go to work. We have, we work hard to get fantastic people to work for us and for them to stay and stay for us. So we're just absolutely, you know, our cup runneth over with blessings that we have people that want to make a difference in students' lives. And it's very rewarding to get to do that.
Indeed. And having been a part of that for as long as you've been there, that's really got to be something.
Absolutely. Well, I had quite an amazing mentor, our former superintendent, Lyndall Fields. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, being his right-hand man or right-hand gal for all those years really helped prepare me for the superintendent's post.
Dr. Strobel, now, we have a ever-growing footprint here with Tri-County Tech. Now, in Nowata, I think when we heard the news, everybody was like, hey, that's pretty cool. Then we saw the wrecking ball on Facebook Live, kaboom, and it's like, wow, this is going to be real.
It is real, and we actually have concrete poured now. So
sweet.
Working with the Nowata Boys and Girls Club, we are creating a joint use facility, a big facility, over 22,000 square feet that will have classrooms and a commercial kitchen, and as well as community spaces for all of us to be able to share. And we're looking forward to helping adults and younger people have a vision of a better life so they can think about what their future could be if they came to Tri-County Tech, as well as being engaged after school. So it's a great partnership. We hope to be able to have the ribbon cutting in about a year.
Oh,
it'll
great.
Take a while because, yes, we got it all the way down to the ground. So if you're out in Nowata and drive out there, it's not mud anymore. We have concrete now. And last time I peeked, there were walls going up. So we're getting a little bit closer to making that happen.
This is where everyone wins. It's one of these perfect situations where everyone wins. So happy that that's happening.
Well, and we raised money, you know, quite a bit of private donations to be able to make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
Lots and lots of great organizations helped us to be able to make that dream come to fruition.
We're talking with Dr. Tammy Strobel, who's the superintendent at Tri-County Tech. Now, one thing that is pretty darn cool. That is the rescue training tower that has gone up.
Yes.
And we have so many different fire agencies, and this couldn't have been a better spot at a better time than when it happened.
Absolutely, absolutely. If you're, feel like driving out east of town, there's a little skyscraper out there, and you're going to say, "Oh my lands, what's that over there in that part of the sky?" So, from the very beginning, Judge Strom came to us and said there was a need for better training for our rural firefighters. And he said, "I think I'm going to write some legislation, or I'm going to look into doing that. And could you help? Because Tri-County Tech is, mm-hmm. an expert in training. Like, we think we can do that." So we wrote a grant. I don't know if people know this, but when you buy lottery tickets, a teeny tiny amount of that money mm-hmm. goes into a fund that career tech schools can write competitive grants to be able to increase training opportunities mm-hmm. in their communities. So we received a $250,000 grant. We call it a lottery grant because it was from lottery money mm-hmm. From the State Department of Career Tech to start that fire rescue training tower. And it's built now. We're looking at having a ribbon cutting on October 23rd. That's mm-hmm. a Saturday. Wow. If you want to come out and see us, you can walk up inside of it. It's absolutely amazing, and we'll be able to have simulated fires and simulated rescue operations, so our firefighters can learn in a safe way what they can do to be able to help our communities, all of our communities, mm-hmm. be able to be safe.
And when we're talking about all our communities, that's about as far as our voices can reach, because I know of other fire agencies that are looking at that saying, "Well, wow, that's a great opportunity." And they're not necessarily right next door. They're a few miles away.
We've even had, because people have heard you, and from as far as Kansas, Missouri, people want to come and utilize this facility, because there aren't very many facilities around like this. And of course, the travel costs, and typically the training is a couple of weeks, and firefighters have to stay, in hotels. And now if it's more local or closer, they can really save on some of those costs. We also think it could be a training facility that some of our SWAT, some of our police trainers could also use. They could practice clearing a building, let's say, for instance, because inside the tower are some smaller rooms. And so they could practice what it would be like to clear a building. The East Side substation for the Bartlesville Police Department actually, they're right next door to my office, is where the police are.
Good place to be.
It is. It's fantastic. And so they've said, "Hey, we think we could use that. We think we could use that too." So it's going to be just a tremendous asset. We're very pleased that we could bring that. Of course, not that long ago, we had the Milo simulator a lot of people heard of. And so this is just another way we can add to the safety of our communities.
Now, we were talking prior to going on the air that something really kind of cool, kind of new, very new. It's a new night program that will be taking place at Tri-County Tech, Doctor.
Absolutely, absolutely. I actually had a long conversation with Michelle Hardesty, and she is in charge of the Hardesty Foundation. And we were talking about the need for construction workers mm-hmm. in our community. And construction is a broad term. It really means electricity and heating and air conditioning, as well as the wood type part of construction mm-hmm. that you typically think of. And plumbing. I don't know if you've ever had to hire an air conditioning person on a hot day, but you're going to pay quite a bit for those people to come and to be able to help you. And there's a shortage. There's a tremendous shortage mm-hmm. of those workers. So with her generous donation, we were able to start an evening program. So our evening programs are two nights a week, and one Saturday a month. So you don't have to quit your day job, basically. And you can come. And have 6 national certifications and be certified in all of those areas, or just one of those areas if you want, and be able to make, you know, have a new change, be able to make a new living. You know, with everything that happened in the past 18 months mm-hmm. with COVID, a lot of people have really started to think about their careers. And this would be a great time that you could come tuition free. You would thanks again to the Hardesty Foundation. You could leave with the tools, a toolkit that you need to get started in the occupation. And it's just a fantastic opportunity. Again, two nights, one Saturday a month. Don't have to give up your day job to come and to be able to change your life and change your family's life. It's very exciting for us to be able to do that.
You want to talk about opening a big door, because I can see people taking that, applying that after graduation, working a little bit, and then maybe if they have that entrepreneurial spirit, starting their own business and hiring even more Tri-County Tech students.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it's always an exciting opportunity when we can bring more programs and to be able to help the economic vitality of our community.
Indeed. Dr. Tammy Strobel, golly, this has gone really quickly, but it's always great to talk to all of our friends at Tri-County Tech, and especially to you, and congratulations on being the new superintendent.
Thank you.
And everything. And it just seems like there's nothing but success written at the end of every story I hear from Tri-County Tech.
Well, we're, you know, we listen to what it is that our communities need to be able to do more and to be able to improve them, whether it is what we're doing with the Boys and Girls Club in Nowata, with, again, when Judd Strom came to us about the rural firefighters needing training, or what it is that in the construction industry, mm-hmm. we listen to what it is our communities need to be able to adapt so we can keep our economy great and be able to keep people in, with great jobs.
Dr. Strobel, how can people find out more about Tri-County Tech?
Well, the easiest thing to do is to go online, and that's tricountytech.edu, and you can find all of the contact information if it's for the construction program, or if you want to know more about the Nowata Boys and Girls Club, or you're a firefighter or someone listening that loves a firefighter that wants them to be more safe in their occupation, you can go online and be able to find out how to access those training opportunities. So we look forward to that. I can't wait to see the fire trucks out there and to be able to see them, be able to start the live burns, it's called, and to be able to practice with that.
Nice. Dr. Strobel, thanks for being our guest.
Thank you. It was a delight.